I'll give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Tell the people what things he has done. Let your songs be of him and praise him, and let your talking be of all his wondrous works. Rejoice in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember the marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. Amen. Well, that's one of our psalms that's appointed for today that is part of the Psalter that's in the Book of Common Prayer. It's Psalm 105. It's the first five verses. It's a rather long psalm. It's 44 verses. But it's one of those psalms that tells of what it is that God has done or is going to do. Here it's this reminder of God's judgments being in all the world, that he's been mindful of his covenants and promises, even the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath that he swore to Isaac. The same with Jacob, that they'll get the land of Canaan as an inheritance. And then a kingdom will come, and that kingdom will be this place in which an anointed will come out of that. How God rescued them through Moses out of Egypt through the Red Sea, and the work that God did in order to have that happen, and how God provided for them in the wilderness, providing bread from heaven and water from a rock. It's one of these psalms that basically goes through the work that God has done on behalf of his people. But it begins with saying that we are supposed to be retelling that over and over and over again, declaring what it is that God has done. I wonder, church, how often is it that we spend a large percentage of our life, regardless of our upbringing, trying to figure out what we're supposed to do for God, instead of realizing and making known what it is that God has done, and regularly declaring that, to give thanks to him and call upon his name. Tell the people what things he has done. And so my prayer for you this week, church, as we're praying this psalm, take this psalm and pray it over and over and over again. And maybe take the time to write out, what has God done for you? Besides Christ, how has God shown his love to you? So that first you can start speaking to people about how God has been faithful to you. And then you can say, but most importantly, he's been faithful to me in Christ. Faithful to me in what he has done in him. To be able to retell that. Otherwise, more often than not, church and the story of the gospel and the story of the working of God just becomes a ritual. It becomes it's like the four spiritual laws or the Roman road or whatever the case may be, that it's just sort of, if we just go through this step, if we just go through these systems, if we just go through this, then God will love us. So speaking of all the times where God has loved us when we felt completely unloved, speaking about all the times in which God has cared for us when we have felt the least cared for, speaking to people of the times and helping them realize how God has loved them and cared for them, even at times when they do not believe. And that is this call for us. This call for us not to do all this work in order to try and get people to love God and to love us, but instead to declare to people what it is that God has done. That's why I came up with the word tread weary for my website and for my podcast and all these things. It's this idea of constantly being on a treadmill of doing, and you're going nowhere. You're treading and plodding along, and you've got nothing. And instead, we're told, no, tell of what God has done. Instead of worrying about what you're going to do, tell of what God has done, so that then people might hear and know and come to faith and believe in this God who declares to them that I am your God. Let us pray. O God, whose never-failing providence ordereth all things, both in heaven and earth, we humbly beseech thee to put away from us all hurtful things, and to give us those things which be profitable for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, church, go in peace. Serve the Lord. Tomorrow we have our Theology Thursday, where we'll be taking a look at another portion of Ephesians, which is what we're going through in our sermon series. But go in peace. Serve the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow.